Thank you. Good guy. Now, Normally, I don't get a breather between that song and the next one, but I'm gonna tell this little quick story about the title of this next song. And back in the, how far back? We don't want to go too far back there. Yeah, when he asked Duck how long y'all been playing, he said, well, we were the lounge act on the Mayflower. I think it was the Nina Pinto, I'm not sure. But anyway. So there was a ladies' fashion out called Pedal Pushers. Y'all remember that? They're coming back. If you ever watch golf, the LPGA, oh man, it's got us that ugly, but anyway. Not the LPGA, the pedal pusher things. It's just these little shorts that come off the knees. And so they come up with this thing called hip huggers. They called them hip huggers. Now there's some gals that have some big hips, and there's some gals that have some little hips. They call them hip huggers. Well, what they called it and what they spelled it was two different things. So I think Booker or Al said, let's name this song Hip Hugger. And I said, now, y'all don't have an album in front of you. I'm just going to tell you how it is. So I said, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we call it Hip Dash Hug Dash Her? So this is Hip Hugger.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. To let you know, we don't get to do this too often. Y'all might think we do this all the time, but we don't. But through the years, I guess that's why we're still together. Because we don't play every day. When was the last time we played? We played Memphis about 3 weeks ago. A little thing, and then that would have been about a year since we had played. So this is the third show we've done in a year. Thank you, guys. We just have so much fun playing together, and we'll always be together. We are family. And speaking of family, we have a dear brother with us. That is Eddie Lee, family. He has been with us since the beginning of time. Like Duck said, we were the lounge act on the Mayflower, right? And this next guy was our lead singer. And it is a pleasure to be on the stage with this guy. We have been together since, 62, 63? Y'all don't add that up, okay? Don't get out of your yardstick or nothing. He is just the greatest guy, as Booker is the greatest guy, and Duck is the greatest guy, my dear friend, since the sixth grade in high school. We had no idea in the sixth grade we were going to be standing right in front of you guys. And Mr. Steve Potts, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Steve Potts. Mr. Potts. Mr. Booker T. Jones from Memphis, Tennessee. Donald Duck Dunn, born in South Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm proud to say I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. God bless you, friend. He's from Memphis, Tennessee. And this next guy, he's an Alabama slammer, but we indoctrinated him to Memphis, Tennessee. And the next group of songs we're going to do with our good friend, Booker T and the MGs, had the fortunate opportunity to write these songs with him and play on these songs. So you guys are getting to hear a reunion tonight. So let's bring him on, the original, Mr. Knock on Wood, the Alabama Slammer, Eddie Floyd. Thank you. so very much. We'd like to do a song for all the beautiful ladies. And you know what? It's kind of cold up here. But it's come from Alabama. Huh? Oh, yeah? They like it. But I like the heat. I like the heat. Yeah. See the fan? That's for real now. Wait a minute. The light is here. At one time. I like to do a song for all of the ladies. It's summertime down south. A little thing. I never found a girl to love me like you. Thank you very much. You know what? I want to turn this around a little bit. You know what they call me? The old man. Soul man. We gotta do that. Sorry, I had the lyrics wrong. I'm a soul man, not an old man.
Now, I know the right lyrics to that.
Okay.
I'm coming to you in a wheelchair, and I hardly got any hair. But honey, what you need, you can get, because what I got ain't dead yet. Even though I'm an old man.
Yeah, that's his song, because I got hair.
Everywhere.
No. I don't know how he know. We gotta do soul, man. Watch out, all right? Hey, Steve!
Whoa, Eddie.
You know what? I feel like I'm a soul, man. Play it, Steve! Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, here's a song that Steve Cropper wrote for the wicked. You wrote this song for the wicked.
We wrote the song for the wicked.
You wrote the song for the wicked.
Well, whatever.
The wicked whistle picket. Little thing, 6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8 times.
Now let me tell a little story on Eddie Ford. Eddie Ford's got the greatest heart in the world. So we went to the Lorraine Motel, like we always do, we're writing. He said, "Crap, I got a great idea. I want to write a song about my girlfriend's phone number." Boy, was I enthused about that. I said, "Okay, what's your phone number?" And it was one of them Ling Ting Tong, you know, 5, 7, 4, 3, 1.
Chestnut. 4, 5, 7, 1.
Chestnut, yeah. Somebody's nuts are roasted on somebody. But anyway, and I know you're going to remember this. You know, on the desk, on the nightstand, they got a little pencil and a pad down with the Lorraine Motel. And I got that pad, that pencil, and I went to sit in a corner, did I not? And I sit there and started doing combinations of numbers until I come up with. And he said, "Well, that ain't my girlfriend's phone number." I said, "Eddie, it ain't gonna matter. She's probably not gonna pick up anyway." So this is the rest of that true story. We finished writing the song. We wrote the song for Wilson Pickett. We give it to him and finished it and all that. And this is a good story here. It cost Atlantic Records $40,000 back in, what was that, 64? To pay for everybody who had a phone number, 6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. They had to change all those numbers. Jerry Wexler called me and said, "Cropper, you are on my shit list."
All right. That's the true story. I'm gonna do it for you one time, one more song.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, we got a flight to catch. Thank you very much. Big Bird?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the last one. Big Bird. Big Bird. That's what they said. We rehearsed that too. Just in case somebody said Big Bird.
We want to educate the room a little bit. This is a great song. And I reluctantly have to say that Booker T wrote this song on the guitar, not on piano or the organ. And I have been playing this song all my life. But Booker T played the guitar on this song and I engineered it.
You don't play it, Cops?
So. I've been waiting for that for 40 years.
I was gonna let that happen. The bad news is I can't play organ, but he can play guitar. So I had to have Booker teach me this song. And Booker, I hope I learned it well. It is the coolest lick on the guitar. I don't know what you were doing today. You wasn't doing drugs, because Booker doesn't do that.
Don't do it.
What the hell was he thinking when he wrote this song? Now, if you know anything about the guitar, it has open strings, so his first lick was this. What the heck? I mean, that's how you tune, you know? Okay, my E's are together, and then he goes, what the hell is that? And then he goes, so for all you guitar players, I just gave you a lesson. That's the same lesson Booker T gave me. And he said, okay, play it. Okay.
Here we go.
So I had to learn it. So for Eddie Floyd and Booker T Jones, God bless you guys. We're still alive.
Hey.
It is.
You better hurry up.
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. You got something for 2011? And I ain't in heaven.
Thank you.
have some Gurney Floyd. You pop up the drums. Booker T. Joe. Booker T. and the MGs.
I want you
Stand up. This is the national anthem. Well, you know, they kept clapping, and so you gotta turn it back on. Oh, where you better sit back down. Don't try that macho stuff. That's old. That's gone.
No, I'm old. That's why.
Old. Are we ready?
There's a certain way you have to do in order to get that sound.
Thank you.
Get it? Not quite.
Come on, wood.
used to do that. I used to be just like that. That's where you got it from. Give him a big hand.
Fantastic.
Good luck to you guys.